South Africa recently celebrated 30 years since its first racially integrated elections, marking the official end of apartheid and making Nelson Mandela the nation's first black president. Here in the U.S., a South African musical group continues to spread Mandela's message of racial reconciliation and healing, while also reminding us that the fight for equality in both nations is far from over. Special correspondent Megan Thompson reports for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
Dance lines, whistles, electric guitars, and the full Minnesota Orchestra. The house was packed with schoolchildren at this recent performance in Minneapolis by the South African group 2911 International Exchange.
The country of South Africa was ruled and governed by a system of racial discrimination and segregation known as apartheid.
Today's themes also included inequality, resistance, and reckoning with history.
We stand for truth, we stand for transparency, we stand for openness to speak about the difficult topics like race.
We are here initiating forgiveness and reconciliation, not to just look at each other in color, but look at each other as the human race.
2911, whose name comes from a Bible verse, has been working with the Minnesota Orchestra since it toured South Africa in 2018.
Good morning, everybody!
Musician and 2911 co-founder Brendan Adams grew up in a poor Cape Town neighborhood during apartheid, not allowed to even enter a music hall.
As a child, I've seen a lot which any child shouldn't see.
When Adams was 8 years old, his best friend was killed in front of him by white soldiers.
It was that time where I realized that my skin color is a sin.
Apartheid ended in the early 90s, and Adams eventually met and married an American, Gaylene. He moved to her home state of Minnesota in 2000. Adams wanted other South African musicians to have the same opportunities he had in the U.S., so he and Gaylene started 2911 International Exchange.
2911 was founded to create hope where there seems no hope. And it's also to make sure that people understand Africans from a deeper place.
Let's go!
Adams now spends 4 months a year in Cape Town rehearsing with the group, which is as diverse as South Africa itself. Members hail from 5 different tribes, and there are 2 refugees from Congo. The group arrived in the U.S. in January for 4 months of performances and workshops around the Midwest.
1, 2, 3.
Including visits to more than 60 schools. At City View, an elementary school in a low-income section of North Minneapolis, 2911 partnered with the University of Minnesota to provide an after-school music and movement program.
There we go, singer.
Adams sees himself in these students and aims to instill a sense of connection and pride, even buying them drums with money the group raised for its tour.
Africa to America.
That excites us, the opportunity to actually tell the truth better than any history books.
In addition to African songs, the group performs original pieces about their lives, struggles, and lessons learned.
I thought America was free.
Adams says it didn't take him long to realize he had not escaped racism when he came to the U.S. more than 20 years ago. He wrote the song Still Love about his fury at the killings of black men like George Floyd at the hands of police.
The fire and, smoke.
And the unity he witnessed at the peaceful vigils that followed Floyd's death.
It wasn't a thing of black and white. It was one tribe, one culture. And there's forgiveness happening. All I can say is still love, still hope, still peace, still have your joy.
This daily work of singing and talking about forgiveness has helped the group's members heal too. Growing up, Nisa Mlonleni experienced trauma during childhood that led to alcoholism as an adult.
As I was spreading the word of reconciliation to different people in America, I felt the forgiveness in me and I felt the peace.
Mlonleni says 2911 has kept her sober, and the $500 monthly stipend she earns on tour helps support her three kids back home. She'd never traveled outside South Africa before she joined the group 5 years ago. Now she's soloing in front of a major American orchestra.
2911 has helped me know my self-worth.
The final piece was Shosholoza, song of unity sung by protesters during apartheid.
And here it is, years later, still a joyous occasion, and you see other cultures singing.
Shosholoza.
Not only singing, but celebrating. That is a good feeling.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Megan Thompson in Minneapolis, Minnesota.